to you from the sultry suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Now, this doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with the program, but when I have had a couple of doctors on previously, one of our listeners called in to see if they had some sort of a protocol for toenail fungus. And I was reading a book last night, and I found a protocol. So I thought I would share that with the listener. And the protocol is in the book, The Cure is in the Cupboard. And this is by Dr. Cass Ingram. And so I would recommend that you get that book or email me if you have questions, if you're listening. Anyway, so welcome to the program. Our guest today is Richard Boyden. His website is operationmorningstar.org. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Well, I'm doing good. Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you for asking me to be a guest.
Oh, well, you're welcome. You have some very interesting things on your website, and I think it needs attention, and I have paid attention to it in my writings and research, and I agree with your conclusions. But before we go into that, could you tell us just a little bit about your background? I know you mentioned that you were in the Vietnam War. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, if you wish to.
Sure. I was born and raised in Seattle. I went to high school in Portland, Oregon, joined the Marine Corps, shipped to Vietnam, 18 months in country, combat, infantry, exposed to Agent Orange, and believe the facade, the cover story about, you know, fighting for the freedoms and liberties of this country, which in fact was not the truth. Not saying we don't have freedoms and liberties, but war had nothing to do with that at all. I then moved to Missouri, became actually a radio talk show host in that time, got directly involved in the Native American community, began the charity Operation Morning Star. Taught at Haskell Indian Nations University, wrote the curriculum that I taught, and saw the socially engineered conditions that the people were living in, particularly the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, as well as Rosebud, Cheyenne River, Standing Rock, Crow Creek, poorest counties in the United States of America. Conditions that were created, I believe, intentionally to continue the genocide that began after the infamous Dances with Wolves movie, you know, the wars of extermination, etc., which I call the American Holocaust. And from there, put information together and began to both educate people as well as continue to be involved in the corruption. And also became aware of, and I lived in Israel, Ani Medaberi Kitsad. I speak a bit of Hebrew. Became aware of the
Richard,
Jewish...
hold that thought. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick it up on the other side with you living in Israel.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Richard Boyden, B-O-Y-D-E-N, and your website is operationmorningstar.org, and you were talking about how you had lived in Israel, but we'll overlook that.
Well, it was an enlightening experience because Israel was in part inhabited. A lot of Jews came there because of the European Holocaust and being aware of the American Holocaust.
Pardon me? The European Holocaust?
Well, whatever happened in Europe to Jews to whatever degree. And at that point in time, I didn't have the totality of understanding. But my point is that I was becoming aware of the fact that the very people who say they suffered what they did in Europe are in total denial of what's happened to Native American indigenous people in this country. And my webpage covers that.
Right.
And there was actually an article written by Lillian Friedberg, who's a Jewish woman, entitled, and I have the link on my webpage. Actually, it's on the Freedom for Yankton 4 Facebook page, The American Holocaust. And she shows in great detail and intellectual, I consider it an outstanding feat of showing the hypocrisy that exists in the ignoring of the American Holocaust by those who say, Jews in particular, that they went through this in Europe, but what happened to indigenous people in this land, North, South, Central America, no contest, and she pretty much shoots that program right in the foot.
Good. I have different opinions about what supposedly happened to the Jews in Europe, because actually they targeted Palestine back in the 1880s, and it just took them that long to figure out how to get there.
Correct. And so the parallels, Deanna, that I make is it's basically a claim to land and ownership, and being fully aware of the conflicting views and the documentation that is the source of those views of what goes on in the area of Palestine and Israel, as we would call it. The land claims here with American Indian people, Native American people, is such that was acknowledged, and there were treaties that were made, and there were promises that were made, all of which have been broken unto the decimation, the genocide of complete Indian nations, destroying of their cultures, their fields of production for food, sustainability, the giving of diseases that came with the whole program. And we're looking at, you know, anywhere from 15 to 100 million people, based upon who you're talking to, that suffered this. And then I made the discovery that Columbus was a Jew. If you go to Israel National News, and they claim him. And so the father of the American Holocaust was Christopher Columbus. And the first slaves were not African Americans, as much as that reality is regurgitated over and over. The first slaves and the first people to work in the mines and die and suffer were indigenous people. First slaves to go to Europe were indigenous people. And again, you look at some of the namesakes in the Indian media community, like Michael Medved and Michael Savage, and of course they're in all denial of this. People in the American Holocaust Museum program deny what happened to American Indians. And I think it has a lot to do with the man of destiny. We are the supreme race, that we are better than the savages, so what happened to them is of no consequence, whereas what happened to us is that we are more human than they are. And therefore, we will ignore what happened to them. And that's what I've seen as a continual pattern. And when we get a chance to focus on a contemporary example, I'd like to talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, we'll just go where you want to go here.
Well, one example, contemporary, I'll get into legal case in a minute, is the Jewish-owned block tax service, H&R Block. He's a Jew. He's a part of the American Jewish Committee. He set up predatory lending offices in the poorest communities, American Indian communities in the United States. And I know people that his organization is ripped off by the hundreds of dollars. Poor people. And that's been not a problem with him, even though he's been taken to court already in a number of areas. You see what a Jew by the name of Abram Hoff did.
Oh, yes, I interviewed him.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. And
it's interesting.
I'm sure. And, you know, he has all kinds of words for Indians. You know, what he did, and with the help of those in Congress, get away with what he did, and no consequence.
Well, he had $100 million to pay off people in Congress, and then he got caught and served something like 48 months in prison, which he felt that he really didn't deserve at all. But it's very interesting interviewing him.
So when you go to the Operation Morningstar webpage, without being able to get into all the information that's there's information that can be read, it's documented. And again, my particular issue is with the fact that Jewish people in high places, low paid places, educational, judicial positions of power, governmental positions of power, do not come to the aid of judicial injustice that has been meted out to American Indians. And South Dakota is probably the core. It is the spawning grounds of the most race-hating template of American Indians in this country. And for those that are taking notes, there's a case in particular I'd like you to look at. and being that I put the word out to a number of Jewish lawyers and organizations who may or may not be listening, depending on whether or not they have time. But it's Freedom 4, that's the number, Yankton 4, the number. This case includes I call him a reform closet Jew by the name of William Janklow. William Janklow was the governor of the state of South Dakota for a number of years. He was involved actively in raping young Indian women, one being Jancita Eagle Deer, and she was his babysitter. He raped her, and she went to file charges. And 2 weeks before she was to go and testify, she was seen with an FBI operative who works closely with these people in South Dakota named Doug Durham. And she was found dead. Well, her mother, her stepmother, whose name I can't think of at the moment, but if you go to the Operation Morningstar webpage, I could look it up real quick. Theta, can't think of her last name. She was going to find justice for her daughter. Well, she was brutally beaten to death by the BIA, Bureau of Indian Police, who worked with the FBI to cover up the truth of what happened to the Jancita Eagle Deer, so that William Janklow, the Reform Jew, had a relative who was a member of the Synagogue of Hills in Rapid City, so that man would go untouched and continue in his genocidal agenda against American Indians. His solution to the Indian problem was to put a gun to the head of every American Indian who didn't like what was happening to them. He was basically a race-hating, killing Nazi in clothing. I use that as a prototype.
Well, I don't want you to use that. That is something that the Jews pinned onto the Germans. Well, so. Okay, I prefer not to have you use that.
Okay, then we'll just call him a cold-blooded killer. How's that?
Okay, that sounds better.
Then we have in the Yankton 4 case another judge by the name of Pearsall, and I left a message.
Oh, I have heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I left a message in his chambers early this morning that I would be identifying him and including him in what happened to the Yankton 4 men, who are four Yankton Sioux tribe members who uncovered and revealed the information about the casino crimes that were being committed in the form of embezzlements of millions of dollars. And so what happened was they were set up with the collusion of the FBI and the BIA, falsely accused of molesting their nieces. And again, on the Freedom 4, Yankton 4 page, you will see information. And they denied that, of course. No medical information, substantiating medical abuse. One doctor, Richard Kaplan, a Jewish doctor, fabricated evidence. And Pearsall, who's involved in this case, for those that are listening, that are lawyers and or, he has refused to allow for the evidence in this case to be released. He's actually closed it.
Now, he's a tribal judge, correct?
No, he's a federal judge.
Oh, okay.
Federal state judge. It was in
the tribe also has their tribal judges, and they have their own law.
Right.
And the reservation.
And they have information that they've hidden also.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break, Richard. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Richard Boyden. That's B-O-Y-D-E-N. And his website is OperationMorningStar.org. All right. You were talking about...
I was talking about a lot of things. I was talking in particular about Judge Pearsall, Michelle Tapkin, and Karen Schreier were prosecutors in this case of the Yankton Four.
What were they accused of doing?
They were accused of sexually molesting their nieces.
And
I've asked one of them to call in, Lucretia Rouse, the cousin of Cleo Rouse, a woman who's worked on the case, Anna James. And this was a total complete fabrication, and the evidence shows exactly what happened to the children, and it was the answer was nothing. And there's expert witnesses that actually showed that and tried to submit information, testimony, that there was no evidence at all. We're talking about four grown men that are brutally raping and sodomizing, you know, 2-3 year old children, 5-6-7 year old children, and there's absolutely no evidence, no medical.
So, what was the motivation for them to accuse them of this horrible crime?
The men had been involved in exposing the stealing of money,
the millions,
from the Yankton Sioux tribe in Wagner, South Dakota, and they had actually done a sit-in. And this is kind of like the American Indian movement, kind of thing where, you know, protesting the corruption that's going on, where you have what you call nepotistic mafia governments that are working under the label of Indian Reorganization Act governments. So they're called IRA governments that were put in place by the United States government to...
Now, are these puppet governments that just
exactly.
go ahead and do whatever the government tells them to do, the federal government tells them to do,
yes.
just like they do in other countries?
Exactly. Okay. One Jewish senator who was very aware of this...
What's his name?
Edelman out of South Dakota, and I met him, actually, personally. And another man who's very much connected with this is a Jewish prosecutor I met at the Reform Synagogue of the Hills in Rapid City. His name's Greg Peterman. And both of them are fully aware of what's going on, what went on. Edelman is retired, and they have complicitly worked together with elements in the federal government to make sure these kinds of crimes are covered up. And so the
and
result...
And what's Edelman's first name?
Stan Edelman, I do believe.
Okay.
I'll have to look it up. He just popped into my head. I hadn't thought of him.
Okay.
He
was a cover-up artist. And Peterman, what was he covering things up to?
Certainly. Matter of fact, Peterman with FBI agent in charge, Bob Perry, had received documents of major corruption from a tribal councilwoman by the name of Deb Rooks from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I'd been working with her about corruption from Teresa Two Bowles, whose son was selling cocaine out of her home on Pine Ridge when she was a tribal judge.
Now, Bob Perry is an FBI guy?
Yeah, he's that agent in charge in Rapid City. I've talked to him before about the corruption, and it's usually the old song and dance, and never goes anywhere from there. Peterman hangs up on me, even though I met him personally. I've lived in Israel. I just want to let people know that I don't qualify as a quote-unquote stigmatizing label of anti-Semite when I'm talking about this. And I say that because my objectivity in revealing the facts about this case and Jewish involvement in either collusion or looking the other way is blatant. And blatant because I've gone to, Anna James has gone to, people from the Rouse family, the nieces and nephews and the cousins have gone to the high-powered Jewish attorneys in this country, including the Innocence Project, the one and only Barry Sheck, the Cornerstone Project, which is a fake Christian exoneration program. All of these organizations, in particular Jewish organizations, turn their back on what's happened, not only to this family, but what goes on in Indian country in terms of corruption and injustice. So these men were arrested. The children, we need to talk about what happened to the children, or do we need to take a break here? Or where are we at?
We've got about a minute.
Okay.
Rouse, Rouse, is that Lucretia Rouse?
Yeah, Lucretia Rouse, right.
Okay.
And I asked them to call in after
the second hour,
Lucretia Rouse, Clea Rouse, Anna James, if she wants to. But what happened to the children and what has been ignored is something that you would think if people had experienced this at the hands of another people, let's say Jewish people, just change the names and change the race, it would be front page. It would be New York Times. It would be on CNN. If you kidnap 11 children, you put them in a racial supremacist home of white foster parents who call them dirty Indians, throw a little young baby down the stairs and laugh because it wouldn't stop crying. They have to eat dog food.
This is terrible. We do have to go to a break.
Okay.
It's terrible. Awful.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef. eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Richard Boyden. Excuse me. His website is OperationMorningStar.org. How did you initially become interested in looking at these issues? And there's so many issues.
Yeah, there are, Deanna. It's an endless thing. I think because when I was living in Seattle, going to Western Washington University, this is where it began. I was actually Bellingham, and I did some tutoring at the Lummi Indian Reservation, was involved in flood relief up there, and I became aware of the economic conditions there, even though it's a small reservation. Again, it's still a part of the manifest destiny agenda that began with Columbus, who, again, we need to remind people was a Jew, and that Indian people were looked upon as savages, and you can't talk about them being a dysphoric people because they were living here. And anyhow, and then when I moved to Missouri from Seattle, I drove through the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and I saw conditions that were abominable and still are. We're talking about 80-90% unemployment. That's pretty much the case.
Well, there's no industry there.
Well, why there is no industry, and I'll give you an example. When I was living in the Rapid City area in Piedmont area, I'm in another part of South Dakota now, but in Rapid City, I saw an article in Rapid City Journal about Israel wanting to open up a business in the Rapid City area. And I thought, well, this is cool. And so I called the consulate and talked to Orly Gill. And I said, Mashalom Han. So I said, oh, you speak Hebrew? I said, yeah, I lived in Israel. Long story short, they're going to open up a weapons accessories plant in South Dakota. And so Sam Edelman gave me a call. I think it was Sam Edelman, Mr. Edelman, former senator. Said, oh, would you like to come and meet her? And I sure did. And then they invited me to dinner. And I had dinner with her and her husband at Rapid City. And I said, hey, what we need to do is forget about Rapid City. You need to open up a business, economic development business, on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation to employ people. Now, you're ready for this. She thought about it, and towards the end of the dinner, she says, well, I don't think we can do that because we really have to worry about how we're going to be seen if we do that. How the government of Israel is going to be seen if they open up a business on the land of the Oglala Sioux tribe, the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And so for me, that was, what are your thoughts on that, Indiana?
Well, as I mentioned before, when we talked before the program, I have been to Pine Ridge. And I have seen the conditions there. And it's been a long time ago, late 70s, 1980. And it was just appalling, unbelievable. And it's deliberately so. They only had one industry there at that time, and that was the it was a moccasin factory that had just recently closed.
Right.
There was one store, and the store had bars on the windows. There was one gas station, and of course there were no hotels or anything like that.
That was Yellowbirds. Since then they opened up the Sioux Nations, which now they're going to shut down. And by the way, Sioux Nations is owned by a Cohen, a Jew out of California, where the prices are at least 20%. Yeah, 20 to 30% more than Walmart a mile and a half away, which is the reason why they're being shut down. He has another store on the Rosebud Reservation, again, Jewish exploitation of Native Americans.
When we were there, of course, there's no alcohol allowed on the reservation. No alcohol is to be sold on the reservation. And most of the people there, of course, don't have a vehicle. And the closest liquor store was 3 miles south in Nebraska, right across the state line.
It's White Clay.
Yes.
Strategically placed there.
Exactly. I don't know who owned it. I was unaware of the Jewish element at that time.
Well, Seagram's is, of course, one of the biggest producers of alcohol.
Right. That's Bronfman.
And that's Jewish owned. And if you look at the history of the beginning of whiskey distilleries in this country, the 17 that were started were all Jewish started, and they began to realize the immediate impact that it had on negotiations or land stealing and that kind of thing.
Sure. That's also true in Russia. They did sure. Most of the distilling and everything in Russia.
But back to the Yankton 4 case.
Okay.
And the reason why I want to get back to that is because I want to talk about what happened to the children and the fact that the FBI, the BIA, again, with Jewish legal approval, because the folks in the federal government were aware of what was going on, came in and kidnapped these children and later arrested their uncles. But they were put in white supremacist, race-hating of Indians foster homes. And when you go to the Freedom 4, Yankton 4 Facebook page, those people are identified. And what they went through was abominable. They had their hair cut, like I said before, refrigerators locked, had to do the chores, soaked in alcohol baths because they had gotten lights from school, could not see their parents.
Oh my gosh.
And then they were forced to testify, the coaching, the intimidation. If you want to go home, say yes. If you don't want to go home, I don't want to go home, say no. So anyhow, they inadvertently, as young children, innocently testified against their uncles, even though there were no evidence of being abused.
These five nieces, they were 20 months to 7 years at the time?
Yes. And their aunt's going to be calling in Cleo Rouse, and hopefully Lucretia can call in. I'm trying to get the message out to her.
Okay.
And if Anna James calls in, she has the kind of detailed memory that I lack, probably because of Agent Orange, and can fill in some of the things I'm leaving out. But this case is the continuation of the American Holocaust, judicially speaking. I call it judicial genocide, that has been ignored again by the Jewish community, Innocent Project. Even though every case they have tried and won, not tried, but appealed exoneration wise, every element in this case is there. And top guys, Barry Scheck, Innocence Project, other organizations. I just got off the phone before I called with John Zuerling. He did a pro bono case. He's a Jew who spoke before the Senate Judicial Committee. Well, we'll look at it. We'll talk about it. They come up with song and dance excuses. And I find that unacceptable. I find it to be the most extreme example of a racist hypocrisy that's imaginable. Because if it's an African-American, and I don't deny what happened to them, in spite of the fact that, you know, the slaveholding ships were all owned by Jews, and the majority of slaveholders of any consequence in this country were Jews. But the fact that they ignore what's happened to American Indians is without excuse, because they do their song and dance program about how victimized they've been, but they've been directly involved in what's happened to
indigenous and victimizing people. Others.
Yeah, definitely victimizing others. And so, with that being said, I went to the Cordoza Law School, contacted numerous people there who were involved in constitutional law and that kind of thing. And hold on a second, just a second.
Sure.
Give me 30 seconds.
Sure. Well, this case happened in 1994, is when the arrest. And they arrested Jesse Rouse, Desmond Rouse, and their cousins Garfield Feather and Russell Hoopling.
Right.
And they were convicted in federal court of abusing five nieces who were aged 20 months to 7 years at the time.
Right.
Okay.
And the two people who launched their careers in this are, there's Dennis Holmes. But in particular, in talking about major prosecutorial misconduct, is Michelle Tapkin, and now a very famous judge by the name of Schreier, Karen, first name. And they made sure that evidence that would show that this abuse did not occur was not allowed to come forth with the ruling of the judge. And to make a long story short, they were convicted and they've been in prison now, innocent men, for 20 years.
And they were scheduled to be there for 33 years, right?
Well, that's because they didn't do a plea bargain. See, they were offered a plea bargain. Well,
okay.
If you plead, we'll go. Well, we didn't do this. We would rather spend 30 years in prison, if that needs to be the case, you know,
then say that they did something just to take a plea bargain. Okay.
Right. And so they're men of great integrity. They were working men. They had just come back from working in Wyoming and other places, taking care of their family, married, children. and their lives and the lives of their families have been destroyed. Compliments of a Judge Pearsall, a Michelle Tapkin, a judge by the name of Karen Schreier. And I was just reading about Judge Pearsall, if you happen to be listening, being you got the message to listen, that you were upset that, that people could speak evil, or I should say the truth, about judicial impropriety that that he is guilty of, along with these other of his contemporaries.
Yeah, this happens quite frequently, and it happens typically with people who are very vulnerable and cannot afford high-priced attorneys. And judges often accept money under the table for convicting people or for making certain that that evidence is not presented so that the jury will convict people.
That's why.
And this goes on all the time. It's judicial corruption.
And that's why the question needs to be asked, you know, where has all those monies and the millions gone to and to who? And why would these people be so willing to do what they did to these innocent men and children? And my answer to that is they were sharing of the pie, the monetary
sure.
pie. And Karen Schreier also was involved with a man by the name of Bob Ecafy. He was involved in this too. Bob Ecafy, BIA agent. There was another BIA agent named Dan Hudspeth, who the FBI let wear an FBI uniform in the intimidation and interrogation of the children. So all of this is going on with federal government complicity. And again, the Jewish elements involved in that state, like Janklow, like Edelman, being fully aware of the case, just looked the other way. And the reason why I believe is because they were being paid off. Karen
sure.
Schreier and Bob Ecafy, and this is an interesting story, and I think it should be brought out. Leonard Peltier was accused of murdering two FBI agents.
Right, and that was where it wounded near.
Well, that was in Oglala on Pine Ridge,
okay.
a Jumping Bulls compound. And
so I know there was some, of course, there was the earlier Wounded Knee episode, which was just horrific.
Right. And that's where 300 were mass murdered. And,
right.
What happened with him and what happened to those men is as I do more research, is very disputed in my mind. Because all the evidence that I used to think was pretty much set in place has been altered by what I found recently, and that is that there could very well have been FBI complicity in the murder of their own, because they already had in place 150 agents before those two agents were ever killed.
Ah, well, that happens frequently.
Yeah, it sure does. And Annie Mae Aquash, Pictou Aquash. There were some, and of course, AIM and the Wounded Knee, there was Jewish legal complicity in the cover up of her murder, and two men, I believe, were in particular, Arlo, framed, and John Boy Graham. I can't think of Arlo's last name at the moment, but, she was murdered and not by these two men, because she was aware of the involvement in the FBI and all of the things that were going to be coming down on Wounded Knee, so they had to take her out, and that's what happened. And that's what the government did, in my opinion. But the case of the Yankton Four, Garfield and Jesse and the children, etc., is something that I'm hoping an attorney will come forward and represent this family and represent them in a way that they need to be represented, to expose the judicial genocide of what happened to them in the state of South Dakota.
Well, you know, if you look at the prison system in South Dakota, most of the people there, I would say probably, what percentage, 85% of them are Native Americans?
70 to 80%, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't telling, and they're there for nonviolent crimes.
Nonviolent, trivia crimes, but this is why you have a socially engineered environment called a reservation with no economic development, and you can make sure that drugs come in, alcohol comes in, no jobs. You can destroy the family structure by limiting wholesome choices, and what results in is crimes being committed that feed and make possible the lifestyle and careers of the legal elements in the state of South Dakota. I mean, Jan Klo was actively involved in, and he's the reform Jew out of South Dakota in the prison system, the money-making system. You have the lawyers and the judges and the public defenders all make their money off of American Indians in South Dakota. And because they make up most of the kinds of crimes and that they prosecute, give disproportionate sentences to.
Sure, and they get paid for it. They get paid extra money for each convict that they send away. For each person that they send away to prison, they get paid. Okay, we'll be right back. We have a 3-minute break. Be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Richard Boyden. His website is OperationMorningStar.org. And somebody in the chat room just mentioned John Wayne. And in a Playboy interview, he said regarding the Native Americans, and I quote, I don't feel we did wrong in taking this great country away from them. There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves, unquote. And apparently he applied the same characteristics. He applied these characteristics to some of the people that he played in the movies. And regarding blacks, he said, and I quote, "I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility. Now, as a youth, he belonged to the Order of De Molay and later became a Freemason." So, anyway, and then we wonder why people have such mentality, such a negative attitude about Native Americans. You have people like that, when they're portrayed in the movies, when they were portrayed in the movies as nothing but a bunch of savages.
Well, I did some homework in that too, Deanna, and if you look at the writers, producers, and directors of the majority of
exactly. Of
Indians as savages and as heathens and who couldn't fight, and the whole list was, and most of them were white folks, they were Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole Hollywood program was a Jewish-produced program to denigrate and dehumanize and savagize American Indians and all of those and
Germans.
Yeah, and Germans too, and most definitely. And John Wayne basically represented it and revealed the spiritual essence of the mentality that I call it Luciferic inspired mentality of the Freemasonic movement. And the first Freemasonic lodges that were placed in this country were placed in this country by Jews, and it was a Talmudic, very ugly, nasty format that, as far as I'm concerned, inspirationally speaking, comes right from the bowels of hell itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that in South Carolina? The Freemason.
Mm-hmm. Well, the headquarters South Carolina, but you had like Freemason Andrew Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, he was an Indian hater. He did
Trail
of Tears, the Freemason.
He was the one that actually implemented most of the treaties. He wrote about 70 of them. And he implemented most of them. He is behind the Trail of Tears. He was a scoundrel.
Yes, very much so. And so you look at people like that again, Janklow, he was also a Freemason, the man who raped and had murdered Jancita Eagle Deer. My take in South Dakota is that it's Freemasonic controlled with Jewish collusion, and that's why the people have suffered as they have, not just in South Dakota but throughout the country. And again, remembering that the whole policy of manifest destiny was to steal the land and kill the people by any means possible.
Exactly. Richard, we do have to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID and word from our sponsors.